My name is Gwen Wilson. I live at Wavell Heights. My favourite announcer from the ABC was Russ Tyson. I remember as a young teenager, I belonged to his Kookaburra Club, which was held on Saturday mornings in the Albert Hall, which was then in Albert Street. And we used to think this was great. We had a badge which had stars on it. And if you were in the club a certain amount of time, you got one of your stars filled in. I don't know what happened to the badge, but I remember going to the Saturday morning Kookaburra Club with Russ Tyson, and he was only compared to a young man. I'm 84 now, but I still remember the Kookaburra Club. Thank you.
Dawn Redcliffe. My memories of the ABC at Blue Hills with Gwen Plum and Russ Tyson, the hospital hour. Thank you.
Jeff Palm Beach. My memories of the ABC are James Dibble and Ross Simons reading the news on the television, and at my grandmother's listening to Blue Hills at lunchtime when I went there for lunch, always Blue Hills, and Ross and James. James was a gentleman, as too was Ross.
Annie, and I'm from Cooperoo. I just would like to say that as a memory of the ABC, I remember as a teenager in the 70s on a Saturday afternoon listening to Bill Reiner. He would be the person that I would get my new music from. I loved his voice, and occasionally I hear him on the ABC now, and it brings back fond memories. Well done, Bill Reiner. I just love your voice, and I love your choice of music. Thank you.
Ham, Beowulf. If ABC Radio is celebrating 80 years, well, I've been a listener for 80 years, as my earliest memories are of my father listening on a crystal set, particularly listening to the cricket test in the days when they used to bang a pencil on the table as the sound for the click of the ball hitting the bat. We've been listening ever since to either of the ABC stations. Bye.
Jenny, East Brisbane. The ABC was just 10 years old when I was born, and I remember Kindergarten of the Year and those wonderful school broadcasts. I still have one of the songbooks. Congratulations, ABC. You've been my lifelong friend, and you have helped to build our nation.
Paul Myers in Tripoli. In the late 1940s, we had all five radios in the large residence of my parents, all tuned to 4PG. The station selection was internal cord driven. My brother and I decided to change the station, only to find that the cords had rotted and we could not move from the ABC. An introduction I have never regretted.
George Kingston, regarding 4QR, I remember back in the 60s when we used to sit as farmers and listen to the market report on 4QR. 4QG was the station that used to do the program that 4QR is now doing. And it used to be a very entertaining thing, especially if prices were up. Then there was the Russ Tyson show. Russ Tyson, fantastic. There was just so many good announcers over those years.
Mary Nunda. I remember the radio serials, The Goon Show, Blue Hills, the Steel Rudd stories. Bring them back. It'd be lovely to be able to listen to something like that during the day. Also, of a Sunday, I can remember that you used to go around, the television used to go around the capital cities, and they would do a church service from within the churches or the cathedrals. That was beautiful too.
John Preston of Clayfield. My memory of the ABC goes back a few decades, but they produced a most compelling documentary called Death of a Wombat. It should have got more publicity, should get more repeats.